Welcome to Question and Answer Time. We have a question from someone in Florida. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 23, the word if is tripping me up. Any thoughts? Good question. I'm sure a lot of people reading through the book of Colossians have got tripped up by the word if in Colossians 1:23. I'll read you Colossians 1:23, and in fact, we'll read a couple verses before that. And chapter 1, verses 21 through 23 in the King James Version, we'll read it, as that's where the word if occurs, as in most translations, in fact. It says, "You that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreproachable in his sight, if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister." And of course, a lot of people do have, I think, this question. It comes, if ye continue in the faith. The key to this question really is the translation of the Greek word. This is true about a lot of questions that come from the scriptures. The Concordant Literal New Testament translates it accurately and clearly as since. The word if they translate as since. Listen to it in Colossians chapter 1 and verse 23 from the Concordant Literal New Testament. And it says here, "Since surely you are persisting in the faith, grounded and settled, and are not being removed from the expectation of the evangel, which you hear." So we see here that instead of the word if, it's the word since. Now, the way that the Concordant has translated that literally for us is in agreement with other definitions provided for us, such as by Thayer's Greek Lexicon. One of the definitions that we see there is since. Bullinger, in his Critical Lexicon, says that this word, this Greek word, means spoken of what is taken for granted. So these statements here, that you'll continue in grounded and settled in the faith, Bullinger says is taken for granted. E.W. Bullinger also says in his Companion Bible, followed by the indicative mood, the hypothesis is assumed as an actual fact. Here's what a few other Bible students have written concerning this if being since. Theodore Epp, from Back to the Bible, in his book The All-Sufficient Christ, Studies in Colossians, he writes, "In the original language of the New Testament, this construction could have the meaning of if or since. The best way to communicate Paul's meaning to us is to translate the word since instead of if." And of course, that's exactly what the Concordant Literal New Testament did. Also, we read W.R. Nicholson writing in his book from 1903, Oneness with Christ, Studies in Colossians. He says, "Seeing that you continue in the faith, it being a fact that you will continue in the faith." John Baker in Amazing Grace from March 2008 says, "The word here, as it is used in many other places, has the idea of sense." And then, of course, we're going to read John Phillips in his Exploring Colossians. He says, "The word if is used in various ways in the New Testament. The force of the word is always determined by the mood of the verb with which it is used. Two Greek words are used of if. One of them can be followed by a verb in the indicative mood. Here, the word if is followed by the verb in the indicative mood. In other words, there's no doubt about it. We can supply the ellipsis. If we continue the faith, which you will assuredly do." Paul uses the word if in this way on several notable occasions. in his great passage on the resurrection of Christ, he says, "Now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead," Colossians 15:12, there's no doubt at all that Christ was being preached that he rose from the dead. The apostles were turning the Roman Empire upside down with this very message. It was the very heart of the apostolic teaching. And that's the end of the quote there from John Phillips. Now, we might share with you another example, I think a really great example, right also from the book of Colossians, chapter 3 and verse 1. If you are risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. The idea in that also is that since you have been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. So this whole idea of if you continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, we all know, at least we should if we study the scriptures, that believers will continue. And the reason is because the believer is God's work. In fact, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10 says that we're God's workmanship. Or as the concordance says, that we're the achievement of God. Listen, there's no reason to worry about your final outcome as a believer. If God's given you faith to believe, well, God will complete his work in you. Paul declared with great confidence his work when he said, "Being confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you, will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ." Wow, what a difference a little word "if" or a word "since" can mean. Hope this was helpful to you. If you have a Bible question that you'd like to send to me, you can send it to Clyde, C-L-Y-D-E, at studyshelf.com, S-T-U-D-Y, S-H-E-L-F, Clyde at studyshelf.com. Of course, any personal questions will never be dealt with in a public format such as this. But if you have a question of just basic scripture that may be of help to others, you may hear your question here on this Question and Answer Time.